Yeah, we're delighted to maybe get points back on board after a number of weeks, you know, without getting anything and indeed not scoring. So it was good to score down there, and it was good to get some points out of the game, Miles, yeah.
How did the game pan out?
The game was very tight initially. First 20 minutes, Cove had a couple of chances, we had a couple of chances, and it was very even, Stephen, and eventually Pat McCann broke the deadlock when he broke in from a throw-in from the left-hand side. And, you know, once he got the first goal down there, they had to come out and come at you a little. So it was hugely important that we got the first score.
Yeah, and you had another couple of chances before you actually scored the second goal.
We did, yeah. You know, Cove were a decent side down there. They were very difficult to break down, as we know and as we knew before we went into the game. You know, the longer the game would have gone on without breaking them down, the more difficult it would have become, and they would become more dangerous in the break. But, yeah, we had a number of chances between then and half-time. We scored after around 20 minutes. We had a number of chances just before half-time where we hit the crossbar and didn't take them. But as the game progressed, you know, Cove from set pieces were very, very strong. Free kicks, corner kicks, throw-ins. They're very, very dangerous from it. So the second goal was a blessing when we eventually got it. Was about maybe 20, 25 minutes left. So, you know, it was from a corner kick that Damien McNulty hit home. So that took the pressure off a little bit. And from there on, we could have scored a third. But to be fair to Cove, they didn't lie down. And until the final whistle went, we weren't assured of our 3 points.
Your problem seemed to have been not scoring goals for the last number of games. Will that have given your team a bit of confidence, the fact that they got two last night?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, okay, they didn't come from our attacking men, but it wasn't for the lack of trying. You know, we have a number of people out as regards our forwards. The two lads, Sean McCarron and Paul McLeod, that played yesterday, put in, you know, a serious commitment and created a lot of mayhem there and indeed chances while the scores came from the throw-in and the corner kick. It's great to get, you know, points and indeed goals back on the board.
You were second from bottom before playing the game against Cove. You're up now to fourth, so, you know, can you climb on up the table?
You know, I know Galway are playing up in Shamrock Rovers today. You know, depending on that result, we could be back down the table again, whichever team wins or be it a draw. So, you know, it's the kind of table where a couple of wins takes you up a number of notches and places. But, you know, it's a matter of trying to dig in here and build on the result last night. We go to Galway and Tyrone on Friday night, which will be hugely difficult again. And, you know, at least yesterday will give us a little bit of confidence, and we'll try and push on from there. But there's no easy games in it, Miles, to be honest.